I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity.
Welcome to the Corporation Nation. This is Larkin Texas standing in for our friend Clint. Clint, I think, is in Philadelphia enjoying the sights, taking a little bit of time off. He'll return Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, and all goes well. So I'll be your substitute host for tonight, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night. Tonight, we have a special treat for you. Over the weekend, I was listening to Alan Ingrey's show in Defense of Humanity, and they brought up game theory and meme theory. And, of course, I was delighted. I even called into the broadcast to tell them that I was delighted, and I offered Al the opportunity to continue that discussion tonight on game theory. So how are you, Al?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I hope the sound's okay there, Mike. Oh, cool. All right. Well, anyway, I noticed that you sent over this videotaped interview of Nick Turse, who wrote a book. What was it called?
Kill Anything That Moves.
Yeah, that's – and, of course, Bill Moyers is, I think, from Fort Worth. So, of course, he's a Texan, and I knew about Bill Moyers, but I didn't know about Mr. Turse. Apparently, the managing editor of the blog, Tom Dispatch, and a fellow at the Nation Institute. So before our first break, would you like to introduce our readers, or listeners, rather, to why do you think this topic of game theory is so important, as I do?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first kind of took a close look at it, I watched a wonderful documentary by Adam Curtis, and you can see it online. The name of the documentary is The Trap, and the very first episode is about the game theory, the history of the game theory, and it moves around rather quickly in 1 hour from how the game theory came to be and then how it morphed into really all of our society. It's now in all our institutions. And it came again from the RAND Corporation, which is the preferred think tank for the global elite. They come up with all kinds of craziness out of that RAND Corporation. And the game theory was actually designed initially to help them respond to the Cold War. So they tried to put mathematical calculations together and ascertain if America does this, what will Russia do? If Russia does this, what will America do? And so they used computers to create what you call like a predictive programming system so they can could respond to the threat that they perceived Russia to be. And he does a good job in that episode explaining how this whole theory came about, including John Nash's contribution. And John Nash was responsible for something called Prisoner's Dilemma. And basically, Prisoner's Dilemma is based on individuals at a card table, and they're trying to psych out their opponents. All their opponents are considered hostile to them when they're playing poker, and the goal is for them to win and for everyone else to lose. And John Nash was a paranoid schizophrenic. So while he was a brilliant mathematician, and the film A Beautiful Mind was the story of John Nash, he was also a paranoid schizophrenic. And it's a very dark way of looking at human behavior. In fact, it is completely wrong when it comes to most humans. At the end of the series, Adam Curtis admits that human behaviorists have looked at this and said that the only time humans, people, respond completely selfish in all incidences, the only group that does that are psychopaths and economists. The rest of us, normal people, we are not selfish on a 100% schedule. You know, we think of others all the time. So I brought up the game theory on our program to demonstrate that it is very real. It's been implemented into our society through the RAND Corporation and their social engineering projects. Okay? It is in institutions. People are being subjected to it, and the way they can tell is they'll find incentives. There are incentives in your job, incentives in the educational systems. There are incentives everywhere to get you to do what they want you to do. And generally, they're monetary incentives. But then along comes the other side, which Nick Turks brought up brilliantly in his book, the disincentives, which would be, if you do what we want, we're going to give you this reward. If you don't do what we want, we're going to give you this punishment. There is a wonderful, and I have to recommend it, that's the one that you watched, and I hope that you would recommend it as well. It's titled Nick Turse Describes the Real Vietnam War. That's the name of it, and anybody can go to YouTube and type that in. It's not that long an interview. Nick Turse describes the real Vietnam War, and what he's describing, he doesn't use the term game theory, he uses the term body count.
Yeah, I thought that was hysterical. And yeah. Of course, the title of his college dissertation at Columbia was indeed Kill Anything That Moves, United right. States War Crimes and Atrocities in Vietnam, 1965 to 1973. And, you know, I know you noted that I wrote back to you that this reminded me very much of what some of our soldiers or many of our soldiers experienced over there in Iraq with the depleted uranium exposure. And, of course, there was the documentary that was put out about story called Beyond Treason. But it reminded me of other things, too. It reminded me of the Macy conferences after World War II. It reminded me of Norbert Wiener and cybernetics, the human use of human beings. It reminded me how these now algorithms on computers are based upon these game theory models very often. And then especially this thing that I've been interested in the last year or so called psychometrics. In other words, It talks about the incentives, of course, that will predict behavior. And it reminds me, too, of the old alchemist dream, you know, of immortality, the perpetual motion machine, how to turn lead into gold, these kinds of things. Because really what these people are looking to do is to create, rather, a perpetual motion machine by marrying man and machine. Do you have any thoughts further about that?
Well, I don't know. I know that when you're talking about the computer algorithms, that they need data to get their predictions, and they collect data. If people haven't read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, that is absolutely critically important when you're looking at the game theory. It mentions the game theory twice, and it's only 40 pages, and it's a technical manual that was produced by the Air Force, and I believe it was 1979. The first time it showed up, to my knowledge, was in William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse. But it was the author of this was probably the Air Force RAND Corporation think tank people, and they were working for the controllers, and they explained how they were going to collect data in that. If you read that, Lark, do you remember the number of inputs that they had listed? How many ways they were collecting data on the American people?
Well, it's incredible. I mean, just about any question you could possibly imagine was inclusive. And, you know, data is very important for these folks. Even within the law enforcement agencies today, since the early to mid-90s, we have programs, for instance, like COPS, which is Community-Oriented Policing Services. And I might add a little bit about that sometime in our discussion this evening. There's also a program called COMPASS, which is Community-Oriented Mapping, Planning, and Safety Strategies. Then there's ABCD, Asset-Based Community Development. All of these programs are very heavily dependent upon input of data.
Right. And this is all, we're back to the game theory. You take the data, the information, and you put it into their programs. Then you come up with strategies and how you alter incentives and disincentives to get the outcome that you want. Now, what we've observed, let me take an example. Can I do that? Of the vaccination issue. Okay. We all know, at least hopefully the listeners of RBN are aware, that there is currently a big push to get children 100% vaccinated and get rid of any exemption or any reason that the parents in the past have used to protect their children from these vaccines. So they're working really hard to get rid of any exemptions or any reason whatsoever the parents could refuse. In Australia, this came out of Australia, and this is a good example of game theory. Because according to game theory, you can look at this and say, what do the controllers want? They want everybody vaccinated. So they're going to put an incentive system in and a disincentive system in. And that's what they've done, and that's what they continue to do. And then they tweak it to get their goals that they want to achieve. So for instance, they put an incentive system in our country with the physicians, and it also with public health. But let's just stick to the physicians. The physicians get a higher reimbursement rate if they convince all their patients to take all the recommended CDC vaccines. One nurse was quoted to saying that for each patient that's fully vaccinated, a physician for that patient, when that patient comes in for a visit, he will receive a $50 increase in his reimbursement rate. So that's a $50 bonus, right? That's an incentive. Okay.
Yes.
Now, this happens everywhere, and I would hope the listeners could probably even find examples in their own life, because this system has gone throughout almost all institutions in our country. Now, what is the disincentive? Let's say, what happens if a doctor doesn't push all these vaccines or doesn't succeed because they have public health personnel that check doctors' records to see what their compliance rate is, okay?
Yes.
They can be put on a list and their license can be challenged. If they are not succeeding in getting all their patients vaccinated or a high percentage, then there's a disincentive, okay, for the physician. So we're back to game theory. But I brought up Australia. In Australia, there is a huge movement. A lot of educated parents are saying no to vaccine. So this is an article on vaccination parents face $15,000 welfare hit under no jab reforms. I'm going to read just a little bit. Parents who refuse to vaccinate their kids will be denied up to $15,000 a year in child care rebates there under tough new rules. Our no jab, no play campaign has scored a stunning victory with support for the anxious objector. Loophole to be completely closed to protect all children. Prime Minister Tony Abbott and social will today announce the historic reform, which means parents who fail to immunize their children will no longer be paid the $200 child care benefit, the 70 rebate, or the 26 family tax benefit, an annual supplement. The combined child care and welfare payments at risk could amount to up to $30,000 a year per family with two young children. The changes will come into effect January 1st, 2018. Now, that's a perfect example of a disincentive. Back to game theory. You get an incentive. Everybody gets a bonus if you can get the job done. If you don't convince the parents to do this, then there's the stick. And that is the stick for the parents who refuse to cooperate.
This also reminds me of something recent that I discovered called, so-called rule of law. And so if we have the question, what is reflexive law? The answer is, reflexive law was suggested in the mid-80s as an alternative of want to do away with nation states and governments, at least according to the Club of Rome, and probably we could see elites, if you will. But in order to implement social policies predicated on sustainable development, Agenda 21, environmental issues, social justice, international labor law, and the green economy. Since there are no fixed yards, reflexive law. So essentially what it is, it's a theoretic approaches,
right,
that the behavioral scientists would propose.
Right.
And this is a way that they can guide the desired behavior without, and I find it rather troublesome.
Well, you should find it troublesome. But here's the good news, okay? Because we know it's all, I mean, I talked about this, it's all a corporate, all the operation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let me give you a quote from on our website. We posted something called Corporations Cannot Be Sovereign Governments. And it's on the homepage of anticorruptsociety.com. If you look at the tab Lawfully Yours, there's a drop-down that's titled Corporations Cannot Be Sovereign Governments. And I'm going to read from that. All laws created under the parent corporation will essentially become corporate laws and govern the parent corporation and all or sub-corporations owned by the parent. Oh, we're going for a break.
Take us out there.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attack, and all-out social collapse. With more volatile than ever, future has never looked more uncertain. Vitalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, nearly $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the full winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, 1688.
Has your dance and romance and fun gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? Essential oils of long historic use. The wisdom of the ages. The health care of the ancients. Frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-2226. That's 304-542-2226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
What are you thinking? Microplant powder with iodine brought for a body detox around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of microplant for absorbing and removing toxins, kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Okay, we're back. Well, I hope you liked the change of pace tonight, y'all. I just wanted to break things up. In fact, the next hour, the music will change again. But please, Al, pick up where you were in your reading of
what you were reading. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Lark. Okay, all laws created under the parent corporation will become corporate laws. These corporate laws and regulations, and that's what we've been talking about, are called statutes, and their effect and control over living human beings is deceptively obtained by consent through civil contracts. Look up the word person in any modern law dictionary, and you will see a person is regarded as a corporation and not a flesh and blood human being. These civil contracts, and this is where we get into what happened in Australia, okay, with those people on welfare. Quote, these civil contracts were secured by and through several federal and state voluntary registration programs designed to convert and enslave flesh and blood American citizens of the Republic into corporate property. These registration programs always involve government benefits as an inducement. However, nothing is for free. And when the state and federal governments offer anything for free, you can bet that upon your acceptance, there are ropes and chains about to be attached to your neck, hands, and ankles, which is what happened with the people in Australia who are on welfare. Now comes the ropes and chains. Okay, but here's the good news, folks. The last paragraph I'm going to read from this page that I cited, corporations cannot be sovereign governments. Legally, these civil contracts lacked mutuality, meaning that all registrants must understand the true nature and intent of the contract and subsequently must knowingly accept or consent to the terms of these contracts. The government's subversive tactics perverts mutuality and lawfully eliminates any and all contractual relationships as historically established by the International Law of Contracts, also known as the Uniform Commercial Code. So because these people register for these programs, they need help. This is happening in our country. People on food stamps, people on Medicaid. There's all kinds of programs that people get, you know, assistance from. And they sign up for these programs, and they are not told that there are hidden terms and conditions that are part of this assistance. And this is why, Lark, I think you listened to the program that we did. We did a program on contracts. And the idea is to bring up, bring out, and use that to defeat this insanity, because we didn't agree to these terms and conditions. They were not exposed. The mother who signed that certificate of live birth did not knowingly donate her baby to the state. This is fraud.
Well, what else can you call it? You know, George Orwell said that the biggest lie of them all is the lie of omission. And when you have a contract which is deliberately vague, abstruse, short on details, I mean, it's not a contract that anybody wants to sign today. And particularly as it relates to your health.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, and that's why we have to hold him. There is another quote that Judge Dale did, and I can't remember it exactly. Essentially, here's what he said. He said, we have to hold them to be honorable in their contracts. We, the American people, have to stop allowing this to go on and, you know, tell them that you must honor your contracts. You cannot be writing false contracts, tricking us into signing things, particularly when we have no idea what the terms and conditions of this agreement are, and yet they expect us to live up to them.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll pick up right afterwards.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Well, welcome back, folks. This is Al Whitney, and I'm so tickled to be a guest on Corporation Nation. And thank you, Lark, so much for inviting me. And I think Lark's doing a great job, and I really am happy for the opportunity to talk about our corporate legal system, because I still think there's way too many people who don't really understand it, and they really are getting caught in a trap. And the trap is designed to catch them. Fortunately, some people have seen how the trap is constructed and have come up with ways that hopefully we can challenge them and say, you know, you're a corporation, you're bound by the law of contracts. Therefore, we're not going to honor your dishonorable contracts. Basically, that's kind of where we're going, right, Lark? I mean, that's basically what we're doing. We're challenging their authority based on the fact it's a corporation. Corporations are not real. They're dead legal fictions. They're nothing but a bunch of words on a piece of paper somewhere. And I'll be darned, and Lark will be darned, and everybody who understands this will be darned if we're going to let some legal fiction called a corporation destroy the living flesh and blood men, women, and children who call planet Earth home. There.
Well, I know I, for one, demand the right not to participate in organized crime.
Right.
Well, and yeah. I also demand not to be regarded as a slave, because that's not the way I was born. And I'm sorry if your definition doesn't comport with mine, but I've got news for you. I'm not your slave. I'm also not your flunky to participate in your schemes and your scams.
Well, you know what, Lark? Actually, in their legal system, you're not even alive.
Oh, of course.
So, I mean, what's one step below being a slave, Lark? How about being dead? Our legal fiction, the straw man, they're making all these rules for a legal fiction that isn't even alive. And yet we step up to the plate and we abide by the rules that are put upon the legal fiction, because we do not know how they set this system up. We're never told. Our lawyers don't tell us. Our teachers don't tell us. And God forbid, the politicians don't tell us. So the people are really stuck without understanding what's been done to our legal system. They unfortunately consent to things they should not be consenting to. And this whole vaccination thing that's going on in California, while I'm all in favor of keeping exemptions, I'm not as afraid of the loss of an exemption as others are. because I understand the rules regarding vaccinations are rules that are written by the government for the straw man. And in Lawfully Yours, we have a vaccination notice. People who are concerned about this, in fact, I have to recommend Lawfully Yours. It's on the Anti-Corruption Society website. And it is a people's empowerment guide to our corporate government legal system. And it's a commercial corporate legal system. And we've put together a guide to help people understand exactly how it works. We've got at least, I don't know, close to a dozen contributors to this so far. And we have updated it. But you've listened to enough shows to know that, Lark, I am very much in favor of people understanding that this corporate system is bound by the laws of contract, and we're going to start challenging this, and we're going to start asking to see the contract. It's just like the Jerry Maguire, show me the money. Well, our chant is show me the contract. Show me where I agreed to this with my signature. And you know what? We're getting results, Lark. They can't. We send them letters saying, show me where I agreed to pay this. Show me where I, what contract I signed, where I agreed to abide by your corporate statutes. You know what, Lark? They can't.
And I see, I'm of a mind that I don't like people assigning labels to me that I didn't assign to myself. Now, I understand if you assign yourself or I assign myself a label, then it's well and good that somebody might think that I'm just that. Albeit, we understand that people twist the meanings and definitions, interpretations of things today. But, I mean, I've got news for, you know, the people out there that I encounter. Number one, I personally, this is just me speaking, I am not somebody's worker. I'm also not an employer, nor am I an employee. I disavow those labels. And I also don't like to apply for anything, because I understand that to apply for any damn thing means to beg. And quickly, we are becoming a nation of interlopers, of squatters and beggars. And this to me is un-American. It's, and of course, too, we've got so many people that just presume things about you or me that are just not true. Like we're part of some contract or even some social compact.
Right.
But, you know, I, for one, I'm just not buying it.
No, and you're not a person. They want you to be a person, and we have to remember that they play games with words, and you, that's what you're talking about.
That's right. I don't even like the word resident. I don't like the word citizen. You know, I'm a man.
Well, and recently I saw a letter that one of these school corporations, and people have to understand that they've made corporations out of our schools as well. I am the host of two websites. One of them is Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines. And if you scroll down on the left page on that menu, you can see our government is a corporation. You click on that, and you'll see the chart that we put together demonstrating how, starting with the United States all the way down to your school, they're all corporations listed on Dun & Bradstreet. So your school is a corporation, too, and I saw a letter that was sent to a mother. The school was unhappy because they perceived that her child had missed too many days of school, and they had decided to label the child as truant. Now, the letter was sent to dear parent or guardian. People don't even understand that parent or guardian is a legal term in their world. That's a legal term. That is not dear mother. Dear mother of Sally Dole, that is a legal term. That all the rules and restrictions that they write regarding schools are written for the dead legal fiction called parent or guardian. So you're right. That's the game they play with words.
Well, and let me share with you, Al, this excerpt from a short piece entitled Join the Quiet Revolution. Quiet Revolution's in parentheses. Join the Quiet Revolution. Here's that that excerpt. The tactics for the new paradigm shift in domestic policing began in urban ghettos and HUD projects in the 70s. HUD employees wrote and published the broken window theory, notably former HUD Secretary Henry Cisnero, during the Clinton administration. It was used by the community cops to test innovative strategies of enforcement. Part of HUD's untested theory was that poor neighborhoods and the people in them are the cause of full-blown fear. According to Kelling, this happens when there are old houses and unlit streets and yards, which creates an atmosphere of feeling that nobody's in charge and nobody cares. There are at least two areas where the federal government can and should act to promote security in inner city neighborhoods. This is according to The Essential Communitarian Reader by Amitai Etzioni in 1998. One, community policing for inner city residents, and two, drug treatment for inner city offenders. Well, see, I mean, nowadays, I mean, everybody is a drug abuser, it seems, and especially if you're under a doctor's care. And we are basically being led to believe that we don't have property rights anymore. So well, what do we stand to lose more than anything with all of these changes that we see before us? Number one, the right, first of all, the expectation of privacy and the right to own private property, including that property which is of your mind, your body, and or the fruits of your labor. And the second thing is the golden rule as the foundational basis for any justice system, because they like to conflate the language and use it to their advantage, so it's entirely malleable at all times.
Right.
So even when we think that we're agreeing to something and the words seem copacetic and they seem proper, very often their interpretation of those words is very different from our own interpretation of these words, and that's why we really must beware. It must be buyer beware. And when it comes to corporations today that refer to me as an all-cap entity, I know damn well they don't have anything in mind for my good.
No,
to even do business with them or to contract with them at all.
Well, and you're not contracting with a living entity. That's where I keep trying to drive this home to people. This is a fiction. This is a fiction. We are the living. We generate ideas, thoughts. We can come to agreements. We can create words. We can create music. We are alive. Corporations are dead legal fictions, and I know that's hard for people to understand. I'm hopeful that Clint has tried to drive that point home. A corporation is a dead legal fiction. It is bound by the corporate charter. What is a corporate charter? It's a bunch of words on a piece of paper. That's it. If you remove all the living flesh and blood men and women from a corporation, what have you got left? A piece of paper in a safe, just sitting there, doing nothing.
That's exactly right.
And I have challenged people to call the state of California. You know, I said, just to prove my point, pick up the phone and call the state of California. And they say, well, who do you want me to call? I said, no, I want you to call the state. I want you to talk to the state of California and tell them that the state of California is wrong about a lot of things and the state of California should stop doing what they're doing. Well, quickly people realize that there is no way to talk to the state of California. And what does that mean? That means there is no state of California. It's a legal fiction.
Thank you. That's exactly right.
Yes. And that's why I'm so impassioned about this, Lark, and I'm glad you are too. We're dealing with a fiction that some real evil people are hiding behind so that they can rob, cheat, steal, maim, and pretty much do carnage across the planet. But they're hiding behind a fiction, and we need to call that out. We need to recognize that that fiction is not honorable. We don't owe that fiction anything, because it's just a fiction.
Now, just to quickly continue my previous thoughts in my reading of the excerpt from the article entitled Join the Quiet Revolution. There's something that you can read on the internet. It's called The Facts About Cops, a performance overview of the Community-Oriented Policing Services Program. Now, before COPS, they had something called POP, P-O-P, or Problem-Oriented Policing. Officers were trained in a formula called SARA, You know, you notice the government loves every loves these acronyms. SARA stands for Scanning, Assessment, Response, and Analysis. So the first step in any POP investigation was to scan the neighborhood and identify all the possible players associated with the potential problem. Remember, data is everything. And to this day, they do not have enough data to implement all of these programs like they would like to. And what they're trying to do is induce us into fraudulent contracts at every turn. The police went door to door doing knocks and knock and talks, asking residents to identify any suspicious acting people in their neighborhoods. So I bring up this thing because I want people to be cognizant of the fact that where it concerns law enforcement, a lot of the laws have changed, and there are so many today that it allows for a lot of malleable interpretation, shall we say. And it can change from one week to the next. But in my opinion, like, I know that when I start becoming more active locally, where I live in Dallas, what I'm going to do is I'm going to aim at the law enforcement community, so-called, because these are the people that are between us and the law and the courts. The courts, in my opinion, have basically been turned against us.
Well,
and now what stands in between is the law enforcement community. They stand against us, too, because of these types of programs that I already enunciated, like COPS and COMPASS and ABCD and all this data collection and these assumptions about who we are and our relationship to the state.
Well, the thing about the courts is the courts are all commercial now. They are not there for justice, so people need to get that. The courts haven't turned against you. What they've done is they've changed and altered the courts. The courts are now all admiralty. They're all UCC, and they're all about commerce.
They're all about money.
And they're all there about money, of course, because this whole thing is based on money, that incentives and disincentives. You know, you go to court, and they fine you. Yeah, it's all about money. It gets a little more complicated when you bring in this SDQ trust, but it's all about money. But we have a card in our Lawfully Yours handbook to give to the police. And basically, it's just a pocket card, and it acknowledges that they work for the corporation. In my case, it would be the city of. And it says you are employee of the city of. I don't work for the city of, basically. Therefore, you have no jurisdiction over me. People need to understand, the police can knock on your door, they can stand upside down, they can do anything they want, but we always have to keep in mind, they work for that corporation, they work for the county corporation, they work for the city corporation, they work for the state police corporation, they are employees of the corporation. And when they ask your name, they're trying to get you to recognize and stand under their jurisdiction. That's part of the problem, is we don't understand that there is a game that they're playing, and we are the targets.
Yeah, we might as well be the targets of con artists and grifters in many cases, but also people who have no knowledge of the law, who are really subject to mission statements and policies and procedures manuals of a corporation.
That's correct. And I have to, before we get off this topic too far, have you seen, Lark, by any chance, that wonderful YouTube called Don't Talk to Police?
Oh, I love it.
Let's bring that up. Let's try to remind the listeners to see that. What did you love about it?
Oh, it's just it was straightforward.
It was stunning.
Yeah, it was amusing at the same time. It was tense to watch it because I was half expecting the police officer to overstep his bounds, and yet he didn't.
No.
So that was worthwhile.
Everyone should see it because it's a criminal attorney telling everyone don't talk to police. And he explains exactly what you had said a little bit ago, how many rules and regulations are out there that we are completely unaware of, and there's more every day.
Yeah, it's become a real burden to realize that these people have sometimes life and death decisions over our lives.
We'll
be back.
Then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Let it happen to you. Oh, come on.
And that, Al, is the 13th floor elevators from Texas. And what you just heard was an electric milk jug.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
That band was an inspiration to people like Jimi Hendrix and a lot of those so-called psychedelic rock and roll bands from the middle 60s. And that's why I thought it would be fun to play that tune. So anyway, I posted the video tutorial called Don't Talk to Cops in our chat room. If any of you listeners want to snag that, again, the chat room is corporationnation.chattango.com. So where do you want to take this next?
Well, I wanted to remind people that the don't talk to police, he explains why not, and that what you say can and will be used against you. And I'd like to remind people to take that and expand it into all employees for the corporate network. And I've seen this with Child Protective Services. I have seen how they've misconstrued at a hearing that was held because there was a conflict between a foster parent and an agency employee. And I was a CASA at the time, and I was very much involved. And I witnessed that employee for the CPS lie through their teeth to protect their job about what the foster parent had said and done. I've seen this, and it was devastating to the children how that played out. So a reminder, don't talk to any of them. Do it all in writing.
We have a break, Mike. Ah, very good. All right, well, we'll take this break. We'll take phone calls in the next hour, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
With financial uncertainty.